I was faced with divorce after 25 plus years of marriage. 2 days after divorce, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, given 2 years to live. Then at the same time, shortly after that, diagnosed with broken heart syndrome. Both are deadly. I went after God, really seeking his heart and who he is and who he was. And I said, God, I can live without a breast, but I can't live with a broken heart. Mm-hmm. And so I went after getting my heart healed, forgave, you know, any kind of unforgiveness, resentment, abandonment, rejection, the whole gamut. After, about 4 months, I thought, I need to go back and see what the oncologist has to say. So I go in there and she spends about an hour over here, an hour over there, and back in the middle again. And we're like, she's like, what did you do with the cancer? So I sent it home to hell where it came from.
You're listening to the Visibly Fit Podcast. Hey, I'm your host, Wendy Pett. And every week, I'll give you holistic, practical solutions for everyday issues related to nutrition, healing, functional fitness, and behavior modifications. As a naturopath, fitness expert, and wellness coach for over 20 years, my goal is to empower you to reach for greater health and to rise up to your next level of living in mind, body, and spirit. You were created with greatness in mind. It's time to own it. Are you with me? Then let's dive in. Hello and welcome to the Visibly Fit Podcast. I'm your host, Wendy Pett. Today we're going to touch on a topic that resonates deeply with a lot of people. We're going to be talking about broken heart syndrome. Yep, this temporary heart condition triggered by severe emotional and physical stress can actually mimic a heart attack, leading to significant complications like congestive heart failure, AFib, and even cardiac arrest. With stats revealing that nearly 36% of those affected may face congestive heart failure, the urgency of understanding this phenomenon really cannot be overstated. So joining us today is the remarkable Joan Hunter. She is a healing minister and the daughter of the renowned Charles and Frances Hunter. They are also known as the Happy Hunters. Joan has dedicated her life to spreading a message of hope, healing, and restoration, drawing from her own experiences of overcoming some seriously tragic circumstances, which we will talk about in the show, and just some immense challenges. And so her insights into the emotional and spiritual dimensions of healing are invaluable, especially for those grappling with the effects of broken heart syndrome. It's a short and sweet episode, so you're going to have to lean in and listen well and quickly, but it's jam-packed with goodness. So in this episode, we're not just going to explore the medical aspects of this condition, but we're going to just talk also about the profound emotional and spiritual journeys that accompany it, because Joan knows her mission is to really bring deliverance and wholeness to the brokenhearted. And her authentic voice offers guidance, encouragement for anyone who is seeking healing. So tune in and hear the intersection of heart health and emotional well-being with our guest, Joan Hunter. Well, welcome, Joan Hunter, to the Visibly Fit Podcast. It's a delight to have you.
Well, it's awesome to be with you and meet you and to see what all God's going to do today.
Well, amen. And I know you're a Texas girl, right?
Yes.
Well, I'm a Texas girl.
I live here, but, you know, I'm a Floridian by birth.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute.
Heart, I bleed Floridian blood, you know, the whole bit.
Well, I bleed Texas blood. That's where I was raised, but I live in Minnesota, so I hear you.
Okay.
Well, I love, by the way, your devotional that you wrote. And so that's why I have you on. One of the main reasons is to share about 365 days of hope and healing for your mind, body, and soul. And, you know, you wrote this book for multiple reasons. You've been through a lot of trauma and tragic circumstances yourself. And I'd love to hear your story if we have time. Maybe I know this is a short interview today, but maybe if you can unpack it just a little bit, and then I'll get into a couple of questions regarding broken heart syndrome.
I can talk really fast. So that works.
Okay, ready, set, go.
Yeah, go. Yes. I'll just kind of skip to the late 40s when I was in my late 40s, and I was faced with divorce after 25 plus years of marriage. Co-pastoring a church together, all that kind of stuff. He was living the double life as homosexual. And it was very devastating. 2 days after divorce, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, given 2 years to live. That was in the year 2000. Okay, so we're way past that time. Mm-hmm. And then at the same time, shortly after that, diagnosed with broken heart syndrome. Both are deadly. And so I went after God, really seeking his heart and who he is and who he was and everything about him. And I said, God, I can live without a breast, but I can't live with a broken heart. And so I went after getting my heart healed, forgave, any kind of unforgiveness, resentment, abandonment, rejection, the whole gamut. And, and I started, I was feeling better. It's like I'd get in the shower and I don't know if more water came from here or the shower spot, but I cried and cried and cried and cried. And of course, crying is healing also.
Yes. Yes.
And then it's a washing of the water of the word. And so I'm getting cleansed in the process of all this. About 4 months, I thought I need to go back and see what the oncologist has to say. So I go in there and she spends about an hour over here, an hour over there, and back in the middle again. And she's like, what did you do with the cancer? So I sent it home to hell where it came from.
All right.
So dramatically healed of cancer. But the thing is, and then I've had my heart tested and they said, you have a beautiful heart. I went, it's a new one because of getting healed of broken heart syndrome.
Yes.
And it's amazing, and that's very much in a nutshell, running through those particular years. And in Genesis 50, verse 20, it says, though the enemy meant this for evil, God took it, turned it around, and made a miracle out of it and a book out of it. Okay. And a lot of these devotions are the devotions that help me get through my hell. And it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. It doesn't say I'm going to go there, I'm going to set up camp. It's I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death. And
that's
I will
right.
fear
that's
no
right.
evil.
And
that's what's important is that we not stay where we are and go on and do what God's called us to do.
That's
it's
so good, perfect. John.
So I got
it really is.
And got my heart healed and everything else. So that was good.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's hallelujah. I mean, it's God's miraculous healing mercies, and it takes our part. You know, a lot of people don't realize that it takes us to be activated in that miracle as well, right? Because the body keeps the score. So when you go through an emotional traumatic experience, and you know, whatever the gamut is of the low vibrational frequency emotions that you're going through, the body responds at the cellular level in a form of whether it's cancer or heart disease or whatever.
Absolutely.
So broken heart syndrome is real, and that emotional stuff manifests in your body. And so you're on a mission, if you will, to educate people, right? To say, broken heart syndrome is no joke. I've been through it, and we've all been through traumatic things in our life, but it's about going through the wilderness and getting to the promised land. And that's the beauty.
Getting rid of all the junk.
Exactly.
In there.
Exactly. And to have that hope and to know that God is able and he wants to, and he wants his people freed and healed. And so let's talk a little bit, if you want to hear just about, the physical symptoms, like I was talking about, the body keeps the score. What are some of the physical symptoms that you have maybe helped and ministered to people? Because I know you have a ministry and you do a lot of, healing sessions with women and probably men too. But what are some of the physical ailments that you have seen leave the body through God's miraculous mercies and through that release?
Anything from migraines to digestive problems to cancer in different places. Broken syndrome, a lot of times it sounds kind of strange, will show up in a man's prostate because that's where they harbor emotional trauma. And then breast cancer, for women, lots and lots of digestive problems. You know, when you're holding on to unforgiveness, it also can bring on a lot of wrinkles and stuff like that. I'm 72. So,
you look amazing.
Yeah. So I think I look pretty good for 72, but,
agree.
Yeah. But the point is, it's like, I don't have to act it either. Don't have to look like it. Don't have to act like it. But what God wants is that, it can show up on your face. You have unforgiveness in your heart. It shows up in wrinkles. You age way before your time. It can bring on arthritis.
Yeah.
Grief. These are just some of that and heartache, heart attacks, congestive heart failure, which is a symptom of broken heart syndrome, congestive heart failure.
Yeah, I actually was able to pray over a woman not too long ago, and she came to me and she had cancer in her arm, and she says, "I'm just so angry." And I said, "Oh, okay, that's what needs to leave your body, and then that cancer will flee." So it's just the power of flipping the script and renewing our mind, right? And so I love that, and I love your devotional. I've already been diving into it, and it's blessed me immensely. So thank you so much. You know, you travel a lot. You minister, healing to thousands of people. What's that?
I got home from Iceland last night.
Oh, that's on my live it list, going to Iceland. Yeah. I have to talk to you about that one.
So fabulous. I loved it.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. So, I mentioned you shared a few of the testimonies, but do you have like maybe one recently in Iceland that was like, oh, wow, like, God, you are just doing and shaking up these people and getting your people healed. Like, give me a fresh one.
Okay. I think over 15 people healed in Iceland of fibromyalgia. Fibromyalgia is a trigger event.
Autoimmune.
Traumatic event can be car accident, but can be a loss of a loved one, spouse, things like that, the trauma. And what happens is your body holds on to the trauma and then it builds up and eventually will go to the heart and bring on broken heart syndrome. Because all that pertains to us, and this is not just a female disease. It can be a man disease also.
Yeah, and it's autoimmune and it's a chronic inflammation.
Totally destroy the immune system. And the thing is, it's like, you know, in part of the healing teaching that I do is your body needs to be in alignment magnetically and electrically and magnetically. The frequencies come into proper alignment, pH balance, prions. Prions are bad cells, eating good cells, getting rid of those. And what happened, your immune system. And if your body is in alignment, all four areas, no sickness can come in. Like,
let's go through those again.
The immune system, electrical and magnetic frequencies, prion, bad cells eating good cells, and pH balance. Because so much stress, it gets your body out of alignment, pH balance. Okay.
Yep.
And then it produces acid, which, you know, can bring on digestive problems, acid reflux, Crohn's disease, IBS, hiatal hernia. I mean, all kinds of stuff like that.
Right.
But anyway, you get your body in alignment with all four areas. No sickness can come in. You know, I'm not doing COVID. I didn't get COVID, didn't get the vaccination, and I have no symptoms, never had any symptoms of that. You know, and, you know, for the last 20 years, I haven't gotten a cold. I haven't gotten anything. Now I go around the world. Okay. 2 weeks ago, I was in Israel for 2 weeks, you know, so boom, 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 going to Dubai next month. I mean, on and on and on. So I'm constantly traveling, number one, number two, out of the country, number three, on the plane with people next to you going, you know.
Yeah,
you have to have a strong immune system.
Yeah.
Stress produces stress hormones. Stress hormones' job is to destroy the immune system. 85 to 95% of people in America have a compromised immune system, which has been totally, completely destroyed because of stress and trauma, which, once again, opens the door to the broken heart syndrome.
And overuse of antibiotics and the list goes on and on. Standard American diet, the list goes on and on. But I think, if people really understood, they have the ability to get their body in a condition where it's shielded from the attacks, so to speak, then that we have more of a role to play in it than most people realize.
Absolutely.
So regarding, you know, the immune system, I mean, my goodness, like that's the ticket, like to build up the immune system. So
there are immune, you know, supplements and things like that, but it doesn't cut it. Okay. The number one thing is prayer, getting rid of the trauma out of your body, commanding the immune system to heal and whole. And then the one thing that you can do in the natural that will combat it is laughter. Okay.
Yes.
And the more that you laugh, it releases endorphins, which kill stress hormones.
That is so true. It is medicine.
Like, when you've been abused, the last thing you want to do is laugh, you know?
Right. Okay. So let's talk about that for a minute, because laughter is powerful medicine. God tells us in his word. And so if you're in a place and a state of like just feeling so depressed and so down and out, like you're thinking, really, laughter? There's not even a joke that can come my way that I would even chuckle at. What would you say to somebody to even muster up laughter?
Okay. Watch I Love Lucy movies. You know,
Right.
because she was crazy, you know, or the Carol Burnett show and different things like that, because some of those things are still hysterical, even though they were recorded 30 years ago.
And they're clean.
And they're, yes. And they're clean. Okay.
Yes.
And, but that's so important, is that we get ourselves to the point where we can laugh again. Mm. You know, one of my books is Love Again, Live Again. And, you know, and you've got is, you know, restore your heart, but regain your health. And so oftentimes when you go through hell like that, it, I mean, my, everything was destroyed about me, you know, depression, oppression, cancer, you know, death, assignment of death over me, everything. And it was like, I had to break out, and I'm actually physically hitting myself on the table with a sonogram, hitting myself going, I'm going to live and not die. Today I choose life. Mm. And, you know, and I'm like, you know, and I'm like, wake up, you know, and you cannot do this. You cannot succumb to the word cancer, because life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Yes. That's where I was going next.
Wisdom of the doctor speaking over you. You've got cancer. You've got 2 years to live.
Yeah.
You know,
and you're like, I don't receive that.
Yeah. And then I had to literally knock the sense back into my head.
Yeah. 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 The power of words spoken over you. And mm-hmm. so it's really deflecting and lining that up with God's word, and because our bodies respond at the cellular level. So I love that. And again, I know we're short on time here, so I'm trying to do this pretty quickly. But, you know, one of the most powerful parts of your message is the role of our words, like you were just mentioning. So let's talk specifically about the language that we use, especially in this day and age. I think about the younger generation and things that they say flippantly. And I'm like, ooh, let's not just flippantly say that, because, you know, it's speaking it out into the atmosphere. And anyway, so let's just kind of talk about that release of life-giving words and how that creates freedom.
Okay, I'm going to do just the opposite. I will do what you said, but I'm going to start off with the opposite. You give it an offering. Pastor gets up there and says, as you give, you're going to receive, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Oh, that giving, it never works. You've cursed your offering.
Already.
Mm. And you've cursed your finances. I'll never get out of debt. I'll never pay my house off. I'll never pay my car off. And you've just cursed the fact that God's trying to bless you with getting all that taken care of. Whereas, you know what? Every time I give, I get blessed, supernaturally multiplied, you know? And so that's a very common thing where people can just talk negative. Well, they just want my money. No, I don't want your money. I want God to return it and for you to get your blessing. That's where I go for. When I receive offerings, okay? But the point is that what God wants to do is he wants to get our mouth lined up. If something comes out of your mouth, it's not of him, you know, you'll hear that in your head, even though it may not come out of your mouth. Sometimes you need to say it out of your mouth. And it's like, you know, I'll never get well. I'll never get well. And, you know, I had a friend of mine got cold last week. His immune system is completely destroyed because of abuse, broken heart syndrome from his father, abandoned by his mother. I mean, it's just horrific. And he just moved into a house for the first time in his life. He's living alone. He's 43. And he's had, talk about school of hard knocks. He's been to hell regarding that. So he's living in this house, and he hurt his foot, and it swelled up. It looked like it was broken. You know, yes, I prayed for him. And then it was, number one, the toe was completely healed in like 3 days. Number two, he had a cold, and it was gone within 2 days. Now, you know, that's great. No medicine, no nothing. He says normally it would last for weeks and weeks and weeks because of a compromised immune system, because of the verbal abuse that he experienced in his home. Well, now he's out of that atmosphere, out of that home, and now he's free to
breathe. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Instead of hearing out of every other word,
the toxic
duty cuss word.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. When you're in a toxic environment,
absolutely.
It's, you have to be intentional to get out in order to get healed. And so, I would say every one of my patients and all of us have gone through something or another, but someone is typically dealing with something, and that's one of the reasons they've remained stuck in their health condition. And so I love that you're offering hope in your devotional. Yeah. And I love that you come just authentic and real, and you share, yeah, this is what happened in my life. And if I can get through it with God's help, so can you. But we need other people's stories.
Yes.
Exactly. And that's how God wants us. Happy, healed, whole, complete. And that's how he created us. So anyway, thank you. I know you have to run. This is a quick interview. We may have to do a part two, but God bless you. And they can get this on Amazon, correct?
Yes, or joanhunter.org.
joanhunter.org. I'll put that in the show notes as well. So God bless you.
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll see you again. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Visibly Fit. I hope you enjoyed our time with Joan Hunter. It was short and sweet, but wonderful. And make sure you go and get her devotional, 365 Days of Hope and Healing for Your Mind, Body, and Soul. And you can get that on her website or on Amazon, and I'll put that in the show notes as well. But I thought what I would do is give you like a little sample devotional, because again, it's well done. And by the way, this is her 33rd book that she has written. And I don't think I mentioned that in her bio. So I thought, wow, yeah, that's She's, I had no idea. I better get busy. I'm way behind with my book numbers. 33rd. That's incredible. All right. So here's her devotional sample that I want to share with you. It's called Heart Transplant. And it starts with Ezekiel 36:26. It says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. The pain of a broken heart is real. We are whole beings, and when our hearts break, our bodies are often affected too. When we are in the valley of despair, we need the one who sticks closer than a brother. And it says, Proverbs 18:24. We need a friend who will not leave us and who knows the unspoken pain of our loss. He grieves with us. Yes, he comforts us in our sorrow, but that is not all he does. God promises to give you a new heart. He doesn't put an old patch on your fresh wound and leave it at that. Even if your heart is calcified by trauma, God will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. God is able to walk into the room you are in, wrap his arms around you, and love you back to life with his healing mercy. He will give you a heart transplant if that is what you need. And it says, pray and ask God to wrap around you with the presence of his spirit and to bring new life to your heart today. So maybe that alone blessed you. And so there's more where that comes from in Joan's devotional. So make sure you go and grab that. And if you are in a place of wanting to get healed and whole and in all kinds of areas, not just spiritually, but physically and mentally, emotionally, and you're looking for a program, make sure you go to getvisiblyfit.com and join me on the 7-week journey. It's the Visibly Fit 7-week accelerator program to get healthy and healed, mind, body, spirit, emotions. And I will walk you by hand and we will do it together. So if you have questions, email me. We can talk it through, but I'm telling you, lives are changed through that program. So just do it. Don't question it. Don't think, oh, I don't know, I can't. Remember the power of words. You can, and you deserve it. So go to getvisiblyfit.com today, and I look forward to seeing you in the group soon. All right, God bless you, and I hope you will share this podcast with others, and we'll catch you same time, same place next week. Be blessed.
Well, that's a wrap for today's show. So thank you so much for tuning in. I love spending this time with you. To learn more and get more free resources, just head on over to wendypett.com. And thank you in advance for sharing this episode and this podcast, following and subscribing not only to this podcast, but finding me on social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you are, I'm probably there too. Until next week and our next podcast time together, make it a visibly fit day.